If you get up in the morning and praise the Lord, you've had a successful day. Amen? And worship Him. Oh, excellent. How great is our God. Amen? Amen. Oh, salvation come. On Wednesday at jail, I had one pod, and one guy was just anxious to, I don't know if he was asking a question or what he was doing. Finally, he said, one time when you were here, you prayed for somebody to receive the Lord. Can you do that for me? Can you lay hands on me so I can receive the Lord? I said, absolutely. And we prayed, and we no more than got done with him. And there was another guy, and he was sitting there, and he was just, the whole day, he was feeling that energy from God, you know? And he said, I want that too. I want that too. I want that too. And we prayed for him. And after that, that guy, he was just energized and praising the Lord. And the other guy said, ever since we prayed, I just feel light. You know? Responding to the presence of God is so important. It's so important, you know. It just is. And one guy said, I've given my life to the Lord a lot of times. This time, I'm going through. Hallelujah. Determined. We need to be determined, you know. Every day is a new day. It doesn't really matter if we've been here, I don't know how many times you can come here in 40 years, 39 years. I don't know how many times we've met together in all of those years. But it's been a few. And every day with Jesus is a new day. And it is better than the day before. We can't become complacent. We can't become, well, I know that. We have to be determined. You know, we've said that with the Lord, He gives us opportunity after opportunity. The only thing we have to do is supply the desire. The desire, and not just a little, well, yeah, I'd like that desire, but the desire that takes us through, carries us on. You know, I was this week, I was praying, you know, There's a lot that goes on in the corners of our house. There's a lot of things, you know, and there's a lot of opportunities for strife. There just are. And just different things, because the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You know, and I was reading, I think I was listening to someone talking about Psalm 23 that says, He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honors to His name. He brings me along right paths so I can glorify His name. That's just what it said to me. I said, Lord, that's what I want. I want to bring glory to Your name. And He interrupted me. He can do that, you know. He can interject in a conversation. He doesn't just sit back and say, oh, well, I've heard this before, you know. He said, you can. He said, you can. Step up. How simple is that? We can want something and never step up. We can say amen and never step in, you know. We can, that guy in the front row that said, I've done this a lot of times. But Holy Spirit was telling him this time. See? I've heard a lot of things a lot of times. I've read the Bible a lot of times. I've written the same notes a lot of times. But sometimes there's a time. There's a time. And when he said, you can, he was right. And when he said, step up, he was right. It wasn't for me to say, well, I stepped up. No, he said, step up. Apparently there's another step up. But we can step up and we can walk up and not step in. See, sometimes we don't feel like stepping in. Sometimes it's like when all those years ago, and I've talked about it because it's just been in my mind of how many times I raised my hand when they said, if you're not sure, you'll go to heaven. And how many times I went and prayed because, hey, nothing wrong with praying again. And then the one time I didn't, you know, because I just didn't feel like doing that again. I maybe felt like I've stepped in, but maybe I need to go clear in. I don't know what I thought. I just thought, I've done this before. And I remember his look when he saw me, and I remember that he was looking at me like, you know, because he's got that evangelist spirit, and it's like, oh man, you were so close. And when I said, I didn't come up, because you got to understand, I've been up. I've done what you asked a lot of times. But you see, the thing that I didn't have was I didn't have understanding. I didn't have assurance. I had maybe more faith in what had kept me out of the kingdom than what had just gotten me into the kingdom, you know? Maybe, I don't know. I have no idea, but I know that that changed after that day. I know that when he said, you got time to take a walk, I had time to take a walk. I don't know if I had time to take a walk or not. I don't know if I had time to go and wander the golf course with him. I just didn't have the desire not to, because he might be able to help me. You see, God can help you. He can help you. But you're the one that adds the desire and the step up. You're the one that steps up and steps in, even though you've stepped up a lot of times and you've said a lot of times and you've prayed a lot of times and you've done a lot of this and you've done a lot of that. But you're the one that makes it say, you know what? If this is what I desire, if I said to the Lord that I know you strengthen me, there's no doubt about it. I've experienced you strengthening me. And I know that you lead me in right paths because you have led me for all these years. And I want to bring glory to your name. He said, you can't. See, at that point, I mean, I know I have brought glory to his name on numerous occasions. And I could have stopped and said, blah, 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 blah. You said, I can't. Does that mean I don't? Have I failed him all these years? We weren't talking about all these years. We were talking about that day. I said, I want to bring glory to your name. He said, you can. You can. Step up. Step up. Step up to what the Lord is speaking to you today. Step up to what he says in the scripture. Step up to what he says. Step up to what he's saying to your heart maybe right now. Step up and then just step in. Keep going before you change your mind. You know? Make a determination. Write yourself a note, whatever the case might be, so that you do it. I keep three of these, and I had to go through both of them, because in one I made reference to what had taken place with the Lord, and then in the other one I had the original experience. So fortunately, because I was in this one most recently, it led me back to this one, which was the time. Now, don't ask me why I have two different ones. I have no idea. My original plan is that some things I'm going to keep in this one and some things I'm going to keep in this one. But if I happen to be in the other one, when God's speaking to me about something that was in the other one, I want to put it in that one too. So it's mixed up. It'll be real fun for my kids if they ever want to read my journals when I'm dead. You know, they might say, he was crazy. But you know, God said you can step up. Just that, all you got to do is step up. He wasn't criticizing me. He wasn't saying you haven't been stepping up. He was just saying you can. You see, sometimes we just need to know we can. Even though we know we can. Even though we've read it lots of times. Even though we've experienced it lots of times. Sometimes that little one word from God can change everything. Step in. Step up. Whatever it takes. Because, you know, I mean, we do. We watch Flashpoint and we listen to Dutch Sheets and then encourages us to pray. It encourages us to reminds us that we're not losing this thing and that God's going to win this thing. And then the guy from Nebraska will prophesy, and then you sit there, and yes, the Bible says to, you know, to judge a prophecy, but that doesn't mean judge a prophecy. If it's too good, don't try to calm it down, you know. Yeah, go for it. You know? Why not? Why not? You see, God needs a bunch of goers, a bunch of steppers, a bunch of stepping inners, a bunch of declarers, a bunch of people who say, you know what? When we went for Vicky's, I don't know if I told you or not, but when we went to have her checkup and I came out, no, we went to get her tuned up. We were tuning, you know. We don't think the piano sounds just right just yet, but that's okay. It's tuned. You know, today God did something different. We're stepping into that. We're just going to believe that. But as we were walking out of there, we had been in there, and we'd watched some people who came out, and the doctor had given them, Vicky kind of listened better than me, that it wasn't really all that good of news, and it wasn't really that great of a picture. And then I walked out, and there was a little boy sitting in a wheelchair. I said, how you doing? He said, I've been better. I said, well, what's wrong? And something had happened to his ankle. From the people in there? I don't know. He was sitting there by himself. I don't know what he was waiting for a ride. They just kept him out and out to here. I don't know. I don't know who he was associated with for sure. I said, can I pray for you? Bowed his head, said, yes, you can. And so I prayed for him. I didn't even know what to pray about. But God knew what to pray about, you know? To just pray, to step up and to step in. To not just walk by a little guy, at least say something to him. If he hadn't been better, I should have been praying for him anyway, right? He needed somebody there with him. And so the Lord does. He renews my strength. Are you weary, feeling small? That's a worship song to me. When tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. When times get rough, like a bridge over troubled waters, I will ease your mind. Is that Jesus or not? Is that Jesus? You know? David said, you strengthen me. We say, Lord, you strengthen me. When I'm weary and feeling small and tears are in my eyes, you dry them all. So I'll take the Lord's side because he's on my side. He's on my side. That, you know, that's just a great thing to just remember. He's on your side. And when he says, I'm on your side, whew, receive that. Receive the word of God richly. Let it dwell in you richly. We need that. We need that. Because if we just looked at the things around us, then we would just start looking, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Take me now, Lord. I don't want to see all this that's going on. I don't want to see what's going to happen if it succeeds. Well, I want to take part in seeing to it that it doesn't succeed. I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. You know? I want to be in the celebration crowd. No matter where I am, I want to be in the celebration crowd. He renews my strength, and he leads me in right paths. He leads me in paths of righteousness so I can bring him glory. So I can bring him glory. I want to bring God glory. And who knows? Who knows where and how and what? Doesn't have to be giant glory in our eyes, but boy, it can be huge in God's eyes. You know? The last will be first. The least will be most. Somebody, maybe it was Kenneth Copeland that was talking about, you know? He said, I might walk into heaven and God will bring up somebody that nobody knows and doesn't look like anybody should know and say, your prayers, your intercession, you're what made this man. You see, humble yourself in the sight of God. Be willing to bring him glory in big and fantastic and small and what we consider to be no big deal. Because to obey is better than sacrifice. Just a little bit of obedience to the Lord. And so I've been stepping up. I've been saying to myself, step up. I've been saying to the Lord, I'm stepping up. And then after I was stepping up long enough, that was when I got the idea about the stepping in. You see, don't just stand. Knock, and the door will be open. To step in, to take action, you know? Well, I desire this. Well, then it's going to take action. It's going to take words. It's going to take determination at every opportunity to step in. You know, sometimes we're going. Sometimes we're going and we've got a direction, but we take a wrong direction. Check the map quickly. Check the map quickly. Check the map quickly. Vicki and I were looking for something in Chicago. We had no GPS, nothing like that. We had a Chicago city map. And so she was watching the city map. She's a map girl. She can read those maps. And I'm no fool. I don't want to be missing the mark when I was looking for something in Chicago. And we found it. The map wasn't bad, but reading it was an opportunity. And we were lost. But even then, I think God was faithful. You know? What we have to be cautious of is that we get comfortable on wrong roads. You know? Like when we lived in Oregon, I could not drive like I was in South Dakota. If you took a right and it was the wrong way, you couldn't just take two lefts and get back on the road. If you could find a place to take two lefts, you might be so lost you'd never be there. I'm a flatlander. You can take a right, and if you're on the wrong road, you know, that's how come we can have simple detours in South Dakota, because they can just detour you around a problem. But in those hills, you just got to go back to where you started. You got to stop. You got to stop. And that's part of stepping up. You got to stop. You can't just coast by your turn and drop down in the ditch and go. You need to stop. And by the grace of God, we can become more and more and more and more aware of stop. He doesn't have to shout, stop. He didn't even have to say, stop. But by the witness of the Spirit, by that witness of the Spirit, we can go, whoop, whoa, whoa. We have time to stop. We have time. We don't think we have time, but we have time. The one song says, take time to be holy. Speak off with the Lord. Take time. Because you see, the stop is all the time that God needs. But take the time and don't proceed with caution. Don't proceed at all. Just stop. We can recognize by His peace if we're on His right road or not. Now we can go down a lot of roads, and while we're going down those roads, we can just come across those opportunities from God, you know, because we're not just on one road. The thing is the important part is we don't take a wrong road. When we're needing peace, we don't need to just be fighting for peace. We need peace. We need to step aside. We need to step inside. We need to do whatever it is, but we need to actually have the peace. See, when I was talking to the Lord, I said, that's what I want. I desire this. He said, you can, but you got to step up. It isn't, peace isn't just not getting mad, okay? Peace is not just not saying the wrong thing. You know, like people, we can say, I didn't say it, but I was thinking it. No, that's not peace. Okay? It's stopping and taking the peace. Because if we don't take the peace, guess what? The opportunity is going to come again. And we need to be started over fresh. Because opportunities to go the wrong way will come continually. Because the world is full of distractions. That's the devil's game. Distractions. 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 Why does he always distract us? Why does he try to get us to go a wrong way? Why does he distract us? Because it is intended to keep us from the main attraction, Jesus. And so if we can be just feeling good because we're fighting against the wrong thing, but never stepping into the right thing, then we're wearing ourselves out. And we are not enjoying, nor are we manifesting, the goodness of God that He's prepared for us. You see? See, we need to be so attracted to the attraction that we're not at all tempted by the distraction. So that we recognize the distractions when they just come before they ever even whisper. So that we recognize, you see, because there's always an opportunity to be distracted and an opportunity to be attracted. Take the right road. Take those things, because as we take those right roads, then we are the glory of God. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. And so we're not going to take the distractions. See, we don't ever get so mature in the Lord that we can't learn something. You know? We never come to that place, because there's always something. There's always an opportunity to grow in the Lord. There's an opportunity to go, yeah, yeah. Isn't it wonderful that God doesn't just leave us on our own after we're so mature? Isn't it wonderful that He just keeps coming so that we can keep receiving? So we can, in the Bible app, always when it comes to a guided prayer time, I like to use their music. And the first page, the first picture says, take a couple of deep breaths and prepare. I just got to be honest with you. I need to do that. They say take a couple of deep breaths and prepare. And I got to fix that. Because I'm prepared. I want to get to the next one. But you know what? What would be wrong with me going, am I so mature that I don't need that little guidance? Probably not. Step up on that first one, Roger. What could be wrong if I did that? Rather than just tapping the page so I get to the more, you know, the more mature part. Maybe I'm afraid I'll never get past the two breaths on that page and I'll just stay right there. Because the last page, I'm slow to get off of it, because it always says when you're done, I'm not always, how can I be done? Who am I to think I'm done? So I always say pretty much the same thing. I'm not done praying, Lord. We'll continue this throughout the day. Better step up and do it then, Roger. We have opportunities. Pray at all times. All the time. Oh, Lord, I need you so. One of the lady pods last week, they said, can you sing us out? I said, what do you want me to sing you out with? How about, oh Lord, I need you so. You know, I was thinking they'd want, I got a feeling, everything's going to be all. No, they wanted, oh Lord, I need you so. Hallelujah. I need to be that mature. Folks, understand how precious you are to God, and how important your love for Him is to this world. And then whenever a distraction comes, turn to the attraction. And when the Word speaks to your heart, just step up. And after you've stepped up, step in. We need to be continually stepping in to the goodness of God. We need to be continually stepping into the presence of God. We need to be satisfied with His presence and never satisfied with anything less. Because if we're determined to be in his presence, then nothing that's going on around us, nothing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, nothing that's less than what God has promised, can have any effect on us whatsoever. So if you begin to be affected, and you begin to be fatally attracted to the concerns of this world, stop. Just stop. In the middle of a conversation, stop. In the middle of an attitude, stop. See, I woke up at 3 o'clock this morning, wide awake. And if I'm going to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I should be doing something productive, like praying. But a distraction kept coming up. I'd be praying, next thing I'd be back at that distraction. I'd be praying, back at that distraction. Praying, and I was pretty happy that I kept going back to the main attraction. But I woke up dissatisfied that I was distracted. That I would allow myself to pick up that distraction again. And then as I'm praying and I'm reading the Bible, that distraction came again. I said, that's it. That is it. That is it. That one is not going to distract me anymore. That is no longer a distraction. Why in the world did that distraction even get to sneak in? You know? It's like one of those yeah, but things. Yeah, but. Yeah, but. Yeah, but. Yeah, but. Yeah, but. When you're trying to be attracted to the Lord, or when the Word of God is speaking to you, and the Word of God has convicted you, and you know it's a way to go, and you're finding yourself going, yeah, but I've been doing better. You know, I don't want to do better. Yes, I want to improve. I want to increase. But I don't want a, yeah, but I have been doing better, to interfere with what God says. Step up. So if he says step up, then I got one thing to do, right? Think about it? No. Try to do better? No. If I was supposed to think about it, he'd have said, Roger, think about it. If I was supposed to try to do better, he'd have said, Roger, just try to do better. Isn't what he said. He said, you can step up. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You know? If you got anything that you need to step up, then step up. And step in. Amen? Lord, thank you that we can step up and we can step in. And that's what makes us win. We've been made more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. You are the potter. I am the clay. Thank you, Lord, for these wonderful, precious people right here. And for anyone who ever listens, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, I got to tell you, I had an email from Joe Dude. I don't know who Joe Dude is. But he said, I'm one of the guys that were at Hughes County Jail. And I'm not in that jail anymore, but I just want you to know that you had an impression in my life. See, that's you guys. That's our prayers. Joe Dude. Sent me a picture so I'd remember who he is. Praise the Lord. Amen.